White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe this Friday, May 9th. And we got Promise.
Yes, sir.
Broadcaster, comedian, entertainer.
Yeah.
Host.
Yeah.
Native of Milwaukee.
Yeah. 414 all day.
Hey, look, we've been having another powerful conversation, and we got people on the lines. I guess I asked the question, how long should a couple, I'll say a couple, no okay. matter whatever it is, a couple, a pair, your significant other, go without intimacy? A week? 2 weeks?
Somebody in the chat said 40 minutes. And he out of there.
Eddie in the chat said, if it's over 40 minutes, if it's over 40 minutes, I'm questioning her. If she is in ICU, I will give her a pass. Childbirth, coma for 3 days, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, wow.
Eddie, tough.
Nah, you don't know Eddie is a character.
And nah.
Eric is a
character. Don't let his Twitter fingers fool you.
Brother Love, you on the new 101.7 How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, happy Friday, Tory.
Hey, happy Friday, Brother Love.
What's up, Promise? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. I'm doing good, man. Love you, man. Appreciate you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Sonny.
Go ahead.
All right, Brother Love. Mm-hmm. How long should a pair, a partner, or a couple, however you want to call it, go without intimacy mm-hmm. before you have to question?
Tory, man, you a fool, man. You a fool, Tory, man. This is serious, man. This man, you a fool for this one, man. Oh,
hey,
man.
It's
okay.
Friday.
Hey, man, you know, the longer you wait when you with a woman, the longer you wait for sexual intimacy with a woman, the longer you wait, it proves the more you love her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had read a book called The Missing Dimensions of Sex years ago. And a lot of women from that perspective think that sex is, the spiritual laws of sex is evil. They think sex is evil, is a bad
what?
Thing. But, they think sex is a bad thing. Huh? Yes. Yes. So, you know, I just feel as though, you know, You don't really have to. I just feel as though it all depends on what age you are. I got a grandson that's 14. So I'm teaching him how to relate and talk to women and how to delay that instant gratification for long-term benefit.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I was talking about in a relationship or already together. I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people don't know that.
He talking about like waiting.
Because I did that.
Yeah.
Before I got married, I met Misha. She was my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
So I waited till we got married. I waited like 6 years.
Okay.
So I understand the wait, you know, but once you cross the line into the, y'all living together, I don't know. What's that? I'm just asking. Smiley, you on a new 101.7 The Truth, tap in. Smiley, then you may have to call back. I don't know if you're still on the line. Caitlin. Is it Caitlin? How you doing, Caitlin?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
Yes. I was calling because I wanted to give my input.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 2 weeks, I would be concerned. Only because we live together and, you know, couples be getting busy. So, like, that week and a half, I'm going to be like, okay, now what's going on? Because you normally be on me after 4 days.
Right. You're going to feel the vibration.
Oh, that's a whole nother vibration.
Hey, you gonna feel the when it ain't the vibration too. You know when somebody you in a relationship with, you know their mannerisms. So when they don't do those mannerisms, something ain't right.
Okay, I appreciate her feedback, but she changed the dynamic. Mm-hmm. She said living together.
But what that's what I was talking about. I said if you was in a relationship,
but everybody in relationships don't live together though.
But all I'm saying is
everybody. So
I got that part.
I got to speak on that behalf. Like if we don't live together, that's different.
Well, either way, if you whatever your dynamic is, give me the number.
This is why I'm single, bro.
Whatever your
this
style
is. Why I'm
is,
Queen Latifah.
Give me the number.
You I'm know, Queen Latifah, Kim Coles.
Give me the months. I'm interested because you're talking to a person that waited. You know, when I was
young. Yeah, you was a volcano.
Yeah. We had a honeymoon baby. My oldest son is the honeymoon baby.
Yeah, this brother.
Because we all came out on the honeymoon.
You was a soda can,
two
brother.
Two weeks after the honeymoon, she was pregnant.
Hey, you said
hey. Bruh. All them years of waiting, it just came out.
Yeah, that soda can
I was trying to hold it in.
I can't wait.
All right, but we got Smiley back on the line. Smiley, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Smiley?
I am doing great. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Doing good, good.
That's great. Listen, so let me say this. I've been married for 25 years. I've been with my husband for 30 years. And at the beginning, everything going to be candy, dandy, andy, handy. Mm-hmm. But to any man and to any woman, only way that things come a separation or holding back from one another, it's all about what's going on in their bed. It's what mentally what you're dealing with. Because every man have a problem, and y'all know that problem. I ain't going to go into details with that. But then it's how the woman receiving and stuff that. When I say that, like, you know how y'all can't go there? You know what I'm saying? And you know how long y'all can last in the bed.
Right.
But if you're not even lasting or even can get there in that moment, every...
What you mean? You talking about impotency? You sound like you talking about something.
Listen.
You talking about something that ain't working?
No, I'm just... Right, but listen to what I'm saying, though, because it's all formate into everything that's holding back. Why hold back? A lot of men hold back, too. Why is that? Is it because they dealing with somebody else or is it because they having that problem? But one-on-one up and down with your significant other, you're going to keep that pee with them. You're not going to hold back. You're going to be open and honest about it. And guess what? Y'all can work through it. But if you're holding back because of you out there holding up, a woman knows, just like a man knows, what they're doing. And stop playing games with yourself. Because if you want a different Kool-Aid, go. Because the Kool-Aid that you want at home is going to be definitely different from what's going on out there. So it's all about you keeping your spice up at the crib. You say, like, what is it, Tina Turner? I'm your private dancer. Be that private dancer for your man or be that private dancer for your woman to keep the spice up in your bedroom. And holding back shouldn't be no more than no good and take 2 days because you don't want to work with that anger.
Right.
You don't want to do things that's out of anger because all about the couples at the beginning, at the end. How you receive your each other, how it works. That's all. So just smile through it all, and you can actually make it work if it's something dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Even if that, you don't know. Even women have that problem because they go through their emotions.
Right.
And if that man is willing to wait back and say, hey, you know what, boo, what's going on? Because you got to bring it to the upfront. You can't sit up and think like it's okay. And it don't necessarily got to be another partner, somebody that you're dealing with out there. But each partner knows what they are holding back or what's going on.
Right.
Even if they don't say nothing. If you are in tune with your significant other, you out there playing cats and dogs, dogs and fleas, you're going to get what you got. Mm. And they're going to be by yourself like your boy on the side, being by yourself. And I know that being lonely. I'm not trying to get on you, baby boy, but keep up the good work, y'all. I just love to hear what y'all say. Don't stop doing it. Spread that love. That's all.
All right, Smiley. I appreciate you for tapping in. Hey, and it is different strokes for different folks.
Man, now you're talking about stroke. Man, she
just saying.
She done took us all around the world and back again. I was trying to keep up.
It's a complicated. You making it complicated too. No, talk about what type of relationship is it and all that.
Listen. At the end of the day got to end. I got 7 minutes for you. I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I'll give you this. You better take this 7 minutes
seven
good
minutes.
Night.
Skip, oh, wow.
Skip.
And on that note.
Like my grandmama used to say, two biscuits in one hand is better than no biscuits in a pan. Club Shay Shay.
When we come back.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'ma make some shake. Watch the way I make a play when it comes down to this pay. Hustle got no limit, I might pull up in the tank. Do it for my baby, RIP the bank. Gon' shake like Osh, chop it up, Osh. They gon' let us do, I just walked in with all my partners. I'ma get in mode, baby, I'ma make a play when it comes down to this pay. Baby, I'ma make it shake, yeah. She got cake, make it shake.
Truth Nation is a big week for Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. Have you ever wanted to become a Girl Scout? Sign up for their extended year membership today. Girls can join for just $98 and adults for only $42. Take advantage of their extended year membership by June 30th. And girls starting kindergarten and first grade in 2025 will receive three fun skill-building activity books for the whole family and more. So come explore the outdoors, meet forever friends, and make a difference in your community as a Girl Scout. It's a special big week for Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. To become a Girl Scout, go to gswise.org and join today. That's gswise.org and join today. Hey, look. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Salute Promise for joining me today on this Friday.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't know that the conversation was going to go this way, but hey.
Right.
It's just what it is.
We having fun.
We having fun. And I'll say this. The people in the chat, in the talk to text, they are responding to how long should, a couple go without intimacy.
They lying on that poll, yeah, too.
I don't know. What's going on with the poll, DJ Brothers?
Ooh, they lying on that poll.
Do you got text neck?
They lying like a mug.
What they say?
81% of people claim that they have self-control. And 18% of people say, 18% of people say that they're in recovery for it.
They in recovery for text neck.
Yeah.
They got that little bump back there like they got the osteoporosis. All I'm saying is, hey, that was interesting because I see it all the time, so I know.
Oh, yes.
Matter of fact, we're going to go around and get video.
Right. These people.
I need the denial. Text neck video because it's all out in public.
For sure.
People hunched over looking at the phone.
Yes.
Hey, also, we got people. Nikki in the chat says, we met at 13 and 15. We do not go past 2 weeks.
Her and her husband, right?
Yes, her and her husband. They don't go past 2 weeks. Also, we got, let me see, Eddie in there. Eddie didn't already then unloaded on on the chat. It all depends on the motor in the car, I guess. This is what Sincere is saying. Checking the engine. Check the engine. I think I got that. I got to refresh my chat. I got to refresh the chat. Let me refresh the chat. I'll get back to the chat. But if y'all want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. It's a story that I wanted to get to, though, before. It's a story about this woman who raised more than $6,000
after yelling racial slurs at a 5-year-old at a playground.
Wow.
She raised the money after she the one that called the young 5-year-old a racial slur. So
wow.
A white Minnesota mother accused of using racial slurs against a 5-year-old black boy at a playground. They raised over $600,000 for herself on this online fundraiser.
What is she raising money for?
She playing the victim.
Wow.
We got video of this, if y'all watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Park, captured in a now viral video, appears to have identified herself publicly in a sizable crowdfunding effort. A user on a crowdfunding site identifying as Shiloh Hendricks has increased her fundraising goal to $1 million, accruing more than $375,000 since the video's wide circulation as of less than a half hour ago. Regarding the incident at the park, the user writes, quote, "I recently had a kid steal from my 18-month-old son's diaper bag at a park. I called the kid out for what he was," end quote. KTTC reported yesterday that Rochester police are actively looking into the viral video showing a woman holding a small child making racist slurs in reference to another child at the playground who she claims had taken something that belonged to her child. The person recording the video alludes to the child being targeted as having special needs. The Rochester branch of the NAACP has launched its own crowdfunding campaign with multiple goals, including legal support and social justice efforts in support of the child and family, as well as anti-racism work in Rochester. That fundraiser has earned more than $92,000 as of less than a half hour ago. On its fundraising page, the NAACP acknowledged the woman in question's fundraising effort, writing, quote, "Many of the comments from her supporters celebrate and justify her hate," end quote. The NAACP goes on to say, quote, "Let's turn outrage into impact. Stand with us. Stand for this child. Justice must be served," end quote. Rochester police have solicited information from witnesses on its social media. There have been no official updates relayed publicly.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money for some words.
Yeah, I need to start a fundraiser.
Somebody needs to call me out my name so I can get me some money. I mean, wow. This is where we at in 2025. This ain't no real tragedy. People get called names all the time, but now you got a woman who is feeding into the race baiting, raised $600,000. Now she's trying to raise it to $1 million. And then the NAACP get involved.
It's countering it, and
they
trying to raise
money.
Now
they raising money off. Okay.
That's what I said. I need to do a fundraiser. I got a mortgage. Ain't nobody called me nothing but poor.
Man.
I'm broke.
Oh, well, look! This is what they doing now. I got real serious issues that you can't get nothing for, but then the ideal of race is so high right now that people are just whatever, you know.
Yeah, I don't even understand what was the. If okay, the child allegedly stole something from her child is what I'm processing. She called the black child out of their name, and then as a result, created a fundraising campaign. Right.
Like, this is proof. And Eddie calls in and says, you know, all of these things that people don't think about, you know, harming people or doing things like that. But if you look at these comments, in these chats, her GoFundMe or her fundraiser shows that racism is alive and well in America.
Oh, if anybody believe that racism is dead, they're crazy. Right.
We got Tierra on the lines. Tierra, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hi, Troy. Tori. I just texted you. I'm calling about on an update. I've been listening, and I'm the mom that you did the podcast with.
Okay. How you doing, Queen?
So I'm doing.
Where your son was out here doing the threats and things like that, and then they finally got him.
Yes.
What's going on, Queen?
So the update is the judge dismissed the case.
What?
Basically said that I can't identify my own son in the video, for one. For two, said that the threats are not threats. They need someone to translate the threats because they basically don't understand the threats or what is being said in the threat. Saying that the video could have been coarse or someone could have copied and made that video with his picture. And, like, I know my son.
So they saying that the video you have is not him?
Not him. Basically said oh, wow. That's not him.
Oh, wow. And the text messages were
him. The messages, they said they can't detect if that's him. They said the Instagram page where I know y'all could get on their Instagram pages and stuff. Y'all the police. Y'all can get into anything. Saying that the Instagram page can't detect if that's him because it don't have his name on it. Like, a lot of pages don't have these people's real name up on it. But you arguing with a mother saying this her son. Like,
okay, so they let him out, basically, again.
Basically, yes.
Oh, wow.
414 Life went up there. Terry went up there and talked to him Wednesday after we had court. And he was still basically giving him the same attitude. Yeah, I'm getting out. This is what I'm going to do. Can't be held, all this and that. And I'm like, it's the safety of my son. Y'all telling me I'm not stressing enough issue of the safety of my son. Not only my son, my home. Not only my home, my other kids. You're not telling me I'm not stressing the facts long enough when I'm explaining to you guys. You guys have the ticket and everything. Everything you guys have is not stressed enough. What's stressed enough? If I say y'all come to my door and knock on my door, then now my son dead. Or knocking on my door, oh, your son in custody for a shooting. Even with the video of him just after we have talked to him, he was in a stolen car. Had a video of that. I showed them the video of that. Gave them the video of that. They still talking about, you can't detect if this your son.
Oh, wow. So you had court, I guess, and they now have let him back out on the street.
Yep.
So is he coming back to your house?
I asked him the same thing.
What'd he say?
I asked him the same thing. Where is he going?
Hold on, wait a minute. So when they dismissed it, they didn't, like, were you standing there with him or did he go out one way and you go out the other way?
He came through Zoom from the detention center. He wasn't even in there.
So when they let him out the detention center, they just let him out? The family didn't come pick him up?
I don't know if they let him out. We just got out of court, literally, just got out of court. Court was at 2 o'clock. We literally got out, I want to say, 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so do you go pick him up now, or what is going on?
Yes, I do. They direct me to go pick him up. I said, okay, now what if I go pick him up? He runs. And they were like, well, that's a decision he has to make. Like, they didn't tell him anything. They just said, we're dismissing the case.
Well, if you pick him up, can you bring him up here at 4 o'clock after the show? Can you bring him to me?
Yeah, whenever they let him go.
If he get in the car with you, bring him to me.
Okay.
All right. You got my number. Okay. I'll be done at 4.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right, Queen. All right. Hey! Here we go.
Bro, how do you let me turn the table on you.
Oh, wow.
Brother, you've been doing
I was having fun this Friday.
I know, but you hold a heavy crown. You have been doing community advocacy, man, for years. Mm-hmm. On top of having a life, being a person, right?
Right.
Being a dad. Mm-hmm. Being in media. Tori, how do you find balance, brother? In everything that
balance.
You man, with people.
I don't know if I go that far to say it's balanced.
Okay.
Because I don't think.
Well, how are you? Man, how are you functioning, Tori? Like, seriously,
well,
how do you
function? I'll say this. It's mentally draining.
Yes.
Due to the fact that there are people that get out in these press conferences. There's a lot of orgs that got mission statements. And that's what gets frustrating, because these people don't even know they exist sometimes.
Yeah.
So when they come to me, and thank God for this situation that I was able to, 414 Life was able to get involved.
Yeah.
And because from the Facebook post, they reached out, credible messengers, and then she got a lot of resources from that post I made that okay. went viral. So now they're working on the situation, but then we thought we had him in a space where he could be somewhere where he can be himself safe, okay. others can be safe, and his family can be safe. And she just called in and said that now they're letting him out again.
Yeah.
So to me, dealing with the situations is easy. But what's frustrating is that the way the community is structured, you got a lot of people that will say that they're in this space, but nobody knows.
Okay.
So that's frustrating, because now I got to respond to something and I don't get paid for it, but I know how to do it. But then I'll try to relay them to somebody that says this is what they do. But yeah. then when that falls apart and it comes back to me, then that's when I'll be like, okay, what's going on here?
Man, because, dude, like you said, we've been having fun today talking about a number of things, but publicly, man, I just want to commend you, dude, because it is extremely difficult to take on other people's problems. Well, and you do, listen, man. Hey,
it's extreme.
Right, and like, you take on things sometimes that have nothing to do with you. That are beyond you,
right.
And you are out there on the front line. You speaking, you marching, you making connections, you trying to help people find their children, social case, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, you're not a social worker. You're not a politician. You're not any of these things. Right. You're just a black man in the city that is overextending yourself. So I want to say, bro, salute to you. And I just want to do a check on you to be like, how are you, man? Are you good? How are you functioning and
processing
all of this,
man? Well, give me some Mr. Wings after all of this, and I'll be straight.
Because, man,
I'll just mess with you, because it ain't going to stop. I could be here 100 years, and this is the way the community going to respond. And you know what I found out? We have to do it, and nobody ain't coming.
Yeah.
Superman ain't coming. No politician is coming. The system is not going to do a lot, so we have to be the example of what we want to see when dealing with things. And we got to stop looking outside of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that if everybody do a little, nobody ain't got to do a lot. We got to do it. We're the village. And until we get that village in order, we're going to always have these issues where things are going to be out of control. But if we can say we can do it, nobody has to work extra hard, and we can all come together and make it, you know, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
But I believe that you got to be the example of what you want others to do.
To see, yeah.
And that's it.
Man, I just want to salute you, brother, for real. Like, man, because it's heavy. It's a lot.
Man, I didn't expect that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is what it is. And thank God that I got a show that people can see how random this is.
Yes.
Like, usually
they
when I wasn't on the air, right. that would come to my phone.
Right.
And then I would have to deal with it just like I dealt with it.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Yeah, I actually knew. I know how to deal with tragedy. I'm the best at it. But at the same time, there are resources and people around that are getting funding for certain ideas, and these families don't get the benefit, or they don't even know they exist.
Yeah.
So that kind of is frustrating.
Sheesh.
Hey, but look, Promise, thank you for coming through. When we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yo, Quavo. Welcome to Atlanta, baby, it's bigger than magic. Where you on? Pull up Lambo trucks and steel trapping.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Promise in studio.
Yes, sir.
Joining me on the lines is advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. What's happening in?
Salute. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
How you doing? Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. Mother just called in another situation where, you know, usually they don't get them conversations on the air. Usually it's after I get off the air, I get those calls. But when people need a situation dealt with, it ain't nothing gonna stop them to try to get the relief.
Absolutely not. And that's the urgency. Again, especially a mother trying to save her child and trying to save the community's children, understanding, you know, the issues that her own child is having. And that's the sad reality, that no matter how loud a black mother cries to try to not only save her child, but save her child from hurting other people's children or somebody hurting them, the same system that will take a good child from walking while black or jogging while black or, you know, incidentally still in the car. Do you know how desperate a mother have to be to show video footage of her own child? Speaking about hurting somebody, speaking about somebody coming to our house to hurt her child. Like, where is the services when the mother is telling you ahead of time, my child is crashing out? You understand what I'm saying? Who is the go-to outside of Tory Lowe? You know, we have all of these nonprofits. We have all of these mentor services. This woman is begging for someone to help her child, and then the judge tells her she can't be a witness or point out the child she gave birth to. Her cries ain't valid enough that they threw it out. But you can tell me that in the same court system, somebody who don't know your child can point them out and get them 50 years?
Oh, wow.
But a mother can't point her child out to get them help?
Hey, it don't work that way.
I just want somebody to make it make sense for me.
It don't make sense. It don't make sense. And, you know, like I said, if she can pick them up, Liz, bring them to me.
You already know. I know what it is. That part.
You know, I could have threw my hands up, and well, if the judge don't want nothing to do with him, then leave him out to the streets. Well, like I said, it is what it is. There's always a way.
They don't make them like they used to. You're absolutely right. And like I said, it takes a village. And that's why you in a league of your own, because you able to help other people that's not yours. You dig what I'm saying? That's what real men do. It's step in. When it's a gap, they step in the gap. That's what real women do. They step in the gap because we understand what it's like. You being an individual who didn't have a mother or a father, and now you're being a father to children that's not yours because you know what it's like to be a fatherless child. And so everybody can talk. You know what I'm saying? Who they put on these pedestals is the men and the women with the degrees and got the suits on, but they can't get dirty. They're not helping the youth. They're not helping the children. They're not helping the crying mothers until it's reactionary and then it's too damn late. We should have somewhere to go before our children become crash outs. There should be men and women in place because sometimes your child just don't want to listen to you. Because to be honest with you, you never understand what your parents is telling you until you become a parent. However, a complete stranger can walk up to you and tell you something and you swear it was law because they not up close and personal. You feeling they don't even have nothing to gain and not even understand that everything your parent told you because they had lived their life, it was for the greater benefit of your life. But that's what makes you so powerful, the frequency that you have so powerful, and the fact that you didn't have a mother or father and you graduated from high school and you graduated from college and you could have been somewhere making the big bucks, driving the nice cars, being a womanizer, but here you are in the same community that denied you, and you became what it was that you needed. So salute to you, because it's men like you that we need to have in the front, because that's how you turn what was upside down, right side up. And we working.
Hey, we definitely working.
Absolutely.
Man, that's tough.
Ain't no rest for the weary, fam.
Hey, I was trying to make it a fun show. Promise was in the building. You know.
Hey, salute, King.
We was having fun. But like I said, you know.
You got it.
When as an advocate, I tell people.
When duty calls.
The randomness is real. And that's why I say a lot of people.
Especially in our community.
Hey, look, a lot of people like, Tori, you know, well, if you need me, hit me up. And I'd be like, it's too random for you. I don't even want to put you through that. Because we had to shift the show to hear her concerns. And most people would not have a platform to where that could happen.
Right.
And thank God that we got the Tori Lowe show, because that is what we do. We just brought it to the air.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it super powerful, because, again, in well-ran communities, it's not needed.
Right.
But in a community that's being preyed on, everything is random, we have to have it. Because who do we run to? You understand? When the world is against you, who can you run to?
Hey, she just left court.
It's just a blessing that in this age.
An hour ago.
She was in the right space with the right people that was supposed to be able to make the right decision.
Or was she?
I'm just saying.
Because, again, we have to look at the system for what it is.
We know what it is, but
and
what
see,
I'm
they
saying.
They want to come in and take children that are well-to-do, but the mother is struggling financially. They want to take those children and put them in a system and get 10 grand ahead. And then put them on all of these drugs and label them and send them out to Shorewood so somebody that's European can get that $10,000 a month and live in a mansion in Mequon. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. When the black mother only needed you to step in and give it God. You know, we're 10 years in, King. Absolutely. Hey. We see it happen all the damn time. But here you have a mother. Heart in the right place. Spirit is broken. Begging somebody to step in to avoid having to bury her child or some other mother having to bury their child because of her child. And there is no solutions. Come on.
Hey.
We got to do better.
Hey, look, when we
come. Thank you for being who you are.
And happy Mother's Day, Queen. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, salute, King. I appreciate that.
Happy Mother's Day to you and all you doing. But when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Queen. We got Promise.
Let's do it.
We got Elizabeth on the lines. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, you already know I love talking about our friends at Cousin Subs. I've been waiting for this one. It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousins is bringing back their famous 2-foot party subs. Whether for the big game, family gathering, or work celebration, Cousin's 2-foot party sub is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Choose from the club, ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8, and requires 24-hour notice to order. Order in-store, online, or on their app for a limited time. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. All right, Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts. Promise, let me get your final thoughts on the show today. Both, Elizabeth, Promise.
Oh, I mean, what can I say? It's Friday. You know, again, thank you for being who you is. The show is always powerful. Again, Promise, King Promise, I see you. Great things in your future is coming, King. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? And as far as Truth Nation goes, hey, look here. Together we get better. You know what I'm saying? One day at a time. It's another week in the books, and I'm looking forward to Monday. Happy Mother's Day to all the queens.
Happy Mother's Day, Elizabeth Brown. Hey, if you was in the studio, I'd have had to give you your flowers.
You did?
Hey, but I'm going to find you. I'm going to get the flowers to you.
She said send them. Mail them.
Hey, say less.
Hey, but thank you for being who you are.
We going to link.
Thank you for being who you are and everything that you're trying to do for these young people, for the community as usual. And it's a blessing that you're an advocate on the front lines, and we appreciate you.
Hey, it's all love, King.
All right,
no other place.
Promise, what you got to say on your final thoughts? Thanks for hanging out this Friday.
Hey, man, thank you for having me here, bro, for real. Salute to the truth, what y'all got going on. The studio setup is dope. Connecting with the people on the airwaves and online. I thank you for the opportunity, man, to invite me up here. It's been a minute since I've been on some airwaves.
Hey.
So appreciate that.
But you belong on the airwaves.
Well, you know, it's natural, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's natural for you, and we appreciate you. And the thing about you is I've always ran into you over the years, too.
Always.
Like, and I've been able to see your journey as well.
Yeah.
Like, watch it as it materialized, too. And now we get to sit here right here on the Tory Lowe Show and talk about these things and look forward to the future as well.
Absolutely. So, like I said, thank you for having me. It was dope to connect with your audience and to be here in this space with you. Like you said, we had some fun, but we also had some real talk.
Hey.
And that's what we need in the city,
right,
man. So salute everything you got going on. Salute everything you guys are doing here at the station. And again, man, thanks for sharing your platform with me. And, man, May 25th. Memorial Day weekend, man. Y'all pop out. We got Funny on Sunday, 2-year anniversary show. Yeah, man. Miramar Theater. I'm bringing Kelly Kells home. Got D-Rock on the show. And, yeah, man, the homie G.A.
The Walking Comedian's about to get it in.
We're going
to
do a big show, man. Memorial Day weekend at the Miramar
Theater.
Memorial
Day weekend. Give us the date, the time. How much the tickets?
Man, $25 in advance, $30 at the door. So you can go to funnyonsunday.com. Funnyonsunday.com. All the details is right there, man. May 25th, Memorial Day weekend.
It's sounding powerful.
Man, it's going to be powerful. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Hey, look, like I said, you know, thank God that we have the opportunity to be on the air during these times, talking about what's good in the community, what's funny, and what's real. It's powerful.
Absolutely.
All right, Elizabeth Brown.
Salute, King.
All right, Promise.
Hey. Shout out to Z, too, man.
Well, you got to wait till I get Joe's shout out first. All right, DJ Brother Z. All
right, Quinn. All right, turn it up for waterfall. Green don't always be go. Let's get it. All right, Promise.
Hey, look. Salute to everybody in the chat. Everybody hit me up on the talk to text. Everybody that called into the show today. Y'all have a fun weekend. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. I love you. It's not a threat.
It's a promise.
Hey,
it is.
Dr. K. Harris up next. Unaffected by their threats. They get busy on their see. That's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to play me. Don't even put your hands up. In times it's hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man. Cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up. Two in the air for the father that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the
coming back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit. Say hip hop only destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never.